981 2NM, it's time to hit the road with the man who is constantly wearing a helmet and hopefully wearing his seatbelt wherever he goes. David Brown, how you doing, mate?
Wearing my seatbelt every time.
Nice to hear. Now, not that long ago, you and I were having a chat about the Kia EV6. The one rare exception is that you hadn't taken for a test drive at the time, but you have now given it a bit of a spin.
Yes, I took it around the roads of Canberra, and not only in the urban area, but out into the rural areas, which are some lovely roads, but you know, not of the highest standard, not certainly of the highest width, and with a 100 kilometre an hour speed limit, but some corners marked as low as 35k, it was a corner not to hoon on, but certainly one that if we are to experience the Australian conditions, this is a classic example, and we would hope that the car does well. Now, of course, the EV6 is an electric vehicle.
Here in the Hunter, I'm sure we would have roads similar to those rural ones that you went on around Canberra. How did this SUV suit that?
Well, the remarkable thing is, and the Koreans, Kia, and to some degree Hyundai, do tune for local conditions. And in fact, I spoke to the expert while I was down there. It did remarkably well. This is an SUV. It's classified as a large SUV. Now, large SUVs, a lot of car companies have done, you know, pretty well in getting them to be more car-like. But, of course, an electric vehicle has weight and distribution and things in all different places.
Yeah.
And so can it be made as well? Well, I think it can. And they obviously showed that they give some intense effort into making sure that it was a good balanced car.
So you said in your notes here that they actually got an independent suspension expert to get it set for the Australian roads. That's interesting.
By the by, that's not just a simple case of saying, oh, we'll make, you know, stronger shock absorber so it goes well over the bumps.
Yeah.
It's getting the balance right where you can both be comfortable as well as being competent in a variety of situations. And so, you know, these guys drive by the seat of their pants and in the most incredible way that, you know, we forget just how much science goes into this. We think it might be, oh, we'll just, you know, turn the screw and make the thing right and everything's fine. It's just not that simple. It takes an extreme effort, including things which COVID have made very difficult. What used to happen was someone from Korea, engineers, couple, you know, team would come down with equipment to build different, say, shock absorbers.
Yeah.
So they'd put one on one day and, you know, test it a bit and then adapt it and then test it that day or the next day as well. Well, now that we can't do that easily with COVID, it's made the process harder and made it a little less comprehensive. But I think the result is still very good.
No one would ever suggest COVID made our life easier. Now, there was something that you did enjoy in your notes here. You had a coffee while you were out test driving the vehicle.
Yeah, the Cotter Dam, lovely spot. A lot of rally roads have been around there. I remember in my youth going down around that area for some rallies. And in fact, the guy that was helping with the logistics there as a rally driver, who brought back memories for him. But we're in the park, the nice little public park, you know, families and that, and they put on a coffee, and so they had a coffee cart. But how do you run the coffee cart? Well, last time it was with a noisy generator engine. This time they just plugged it into the electric vehicle.
Yeah, right.
Because it's got bi-directional charging. So they ran the coffee cart off the car.
How long would the car battery last? Could it do the whole the time that they were there?
A lot of people said, oh boy, you'll never get home or what have you. Well, we actually, they looked at some of the numbers. Now, the coffee cart is rated at about 3 kilowatt hours. The battery is 70 kilowatts, so in theory you could do 20 hours, but that's the top rating. In fact, when it was just grinding, it was only doing 200 watts, so it's a fairly small amount, although I think when they were frothing the milk, it was 2.8 kilowatts. The point being is that you could ask an awful long time of generating that, and if you ever got worried, all you have to do is stick to short blacks rather than cappuccinos.
Not just driving advice, but also coffee advice here on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show with David Brown, who will join us after he has a cuppa next week. Thanks very much, David.
My pleasure.